Israel has released Palestinian prisoner Ibrahim Baroud after 27 years behind bars. Baroud, a prominent figure in the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine, surprised the families of prisoners who were holding their weekly sit-in in front of the Red Cross office by showing up there before going to his house. Prisoners' advocacy groups demanded that all Palestinian prisoners should be set free.
There are 4,750 prisoners in Israeli prisons, including 885 prisoners who are serving life sentences or multiple life sentences. We are happy to see Ibrahim Baroud released, but we want all the Palestinian prisoners to be freed because they are political prisoners.
Baroud received a hero's welcome in the Jabalia refugee camp where he was born and raised. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, he accused the Western powers of being behind the suffering of Palestinians.
The United States and those in the international community who support Israel have been hurting the Palestinians with their unwavering support to Israeli tyranny. I call on the resistance factions to do all that they can to help secure the release of all the prisoners. I'm happy to be free today. But I'm also sad because I have left behind many brothers and sisters in Israeli jails.
For many years, his family was prevented from seeing him. His father died 3 years ago while Ibrahim was in Israeli custody. Only last year, his mother has managed to visit him in jail.
I was counting the years, months, and days to be reunited with my eldest son, Ibrahim. I can't describe my feelings right now. I still can't believe that my son is here and I can hold him in my arms. He was only 23 years old when the Israelis took him from me. It's really heartbreaking knowing that your son is in enemy hands.
Statistics show that Israel arrested close to 800,000 Palestinians since 1967.
Despite the release of Ibrahim Baroud after nearly 3 decades of incarceration, thousands of Palestinians continue to endure inhumane conditions in Israeli prisons and detention centers. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.